75 hard daily, because don't train to be skinny, train to be a badass. Demi Lovato. What's going on? Day 73 of the 75 hard daily podcast, where I, Johnny, am documenting my journey going through 75 hard from Andy Frisella and sharing new episodes daily while I'm still in 75 hard. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to blaze through the content, the checklist, because I want to get right into something here at the end. So what did today look like? Eat healthy, no cheat meals, and no alcohol. Check that box. Good there. Drink 1 gallon of water. I'm not done with that yet, but I will have that done. I'm on my last quart right now, and I have 16 ounces left to go. I'll have that done pretty soon here. 2 45-minute workouts, one of which is outside. Check and check. Read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. Got that in. Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill. Take a progress picture. Yep. And for me, record a podcast episode, which I am doing here now. So all of the main things for 75 hard were done for day 73 for me. But what I want to focus on is I did it again. I said, let's take 3 hours and 15 minutes and get. So my goal during those 3 hours and 15 minutes is to do my workouts, my reading, my progress picture, and half a gallon of water. And guess what? Today I did that and I still had 18 minutes to spare. That felt great. So what that means is that it came down to time management. And during my time management, I was able to kick some butt today. So what I did was I was headed out the door and I clicked the timer on my phone for 3 hours and 15 minutes. I said, start. Is that the timer or the stopwatch? It's the timer. Yeah, because the stopwatch starts at zero and counts up. The timer counts down. So it was the timer. Got it. So I went to the gym and I went to the dirt track next to it. There was nobody on. There were a couple people on the baseball diamonds. Like there's one lady who was walking her dogs, like two beautiful huskies. They were awesome. They were playing fetch. And then there was somebody on the other fields on the other side. And I think it was like a dad with his kid and they were playing. And then when I got to the track, there were a couple of people down that it looked like they were playing like it wasn't quite volleyball. They had a volleyball and they were trying to keep it up in the air. So they weren't around a net. There was four of them. They were just keeping it up in the air and they were doing their thing. So my entire leg, the leg that has the knee that sucks. Well, it wasn't my entire leg. It was my calf muscle, my shin, and just a little bit up into my hamstring and my actual knee. They were all kind of tweaked when I got there and it didn't want to work right. It didn't feel good. So I walked a really brisk, like encouraging walk. I did that for a couple of laps around the track. And right as I was finishing the second lap, I said, okay, let's try this. Let's go for it. And I jogged and it didn't hurt as much as I thought it would. So I think I just needed to loosen up my leg. I had done some stretching earlier before I left home, but still, I think that walk really got it like loosened up. So I was able to jog a bit of the track and I would jog as much as I could. It wasn't an all out run. More of a jog, and I would go as far as I could and then stop and just walk like really briskly until I caught my breath. My knee wasn't twinging, would be the best way to put it. And then I would go for it again. And doing all that got me up to, it was over 2.5 miles. It was like 2.68, I think is what I officially clocked in at 46 minutes. Or 47 minutes when I was exiting the track. So that was cool. Went to the car, just sat there for a minute, just breathing, getting some water. Then I went into the gym and I hit that bike and I hit 11 miles. I was so mad. I hit, let me look. I took a video of it. So I want to pull it up right now because I knew it was coming and I was trying to get it like all done in the time frame. I wanted to hit that, that time, and I didn't hit the time exactly that I wanted to hit. So it was, let's see, here's the video. It was 10.99 miles when I crossed the 45 minute mark, and it was 11.03 when I hit the, 11.02. I'm saying this wrong. It was 45.02, 45 minutes and 2 seconds when I hit the 11 mile mark. So I was right there at it, but I missed it by 2 or 3 seconds, which totally like sucks, but whatever. I got my 11 miles in 45 minutes and 2 or 3 seconds, but that's like a minute off of what I did just yesterday. So I will take that. I will take that. And then I came home, took my my progress picture, sat down to read my 10 pages of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and I drank my quart of water during that. So in when all of this was said and done, I was at, I still had 18 minutes left on the timer. So I was able to say that I got my goal achieved in that time frame. There's a law, I think it's Parkinson's law, which basically says we will take a task and grow it to the time allotted for this task. Meaning, remember when you were in high school or college and you had a paper due in 2 weeks and you may do like an outline, you may do like the title and the first chapter or the first sentence, or you may do that in conclusion, my paper was about, and you may have all of that, but then you really sit down and write it 3 days before it's due, or 5 days before it's due. You really hit it, and then the night before, you pour over it, you do the spell check, you reword it, you do word count, all of the things, right? So that's Parkinson's law. We take 2 weeks to write the paper that we really know we can do in like 3 or 4 days. So instead of doing that at the 3 or 4 days up front, we do it at the 3 or 4 days at the end. So why did I bring that up? I don't know. Where was I going with that? Oh, the 3 hours. That's what I was trying to say. I don't know why I spaced on this. I said I have 3 hours and 15 minutes to do my 2 45-minute workouts, read 10 pages of a nonfiction book, take a progress picture, and drink half a gallon of water. And I got it done in that time frame. And that made me so happy. There was this one really cool part in Think and Grow Rich I want to share with you guys, where he's talking about the change in media. And so this book was written coming out of the Great Depression. And what he was saying was like, the way traditional media was before is going to radically change. And radio is going to shift how media is conveyed. And then if you have a message, here's how you can get it out with newspapers, with classified ads, with bulletin boards. And so a lot of the stuff he was saying, I'm like, dude, this guy wrote this 100 years ago when they couldn't even conceive the internet, much less Facebook, podcast, blogs, what else? Just a lot of the things that he was saying, I'm like, wow, media is still changing today. And so if you have a message that you want to get out, you can do it with a podcast. You can do it by writing a blog and having, or you can create a niche site, or you can write a blog, you know, every time you have something new to say on the subject. You can, and if you're going to do a blog, Adam Infroy, great resource. Adam Infroy, E-N-F-R-O-Y. Yeah, check him out. AdamInfroy.com. But anyway, the ease at which you can go into sharing your message today in 2022 when this podcast is going live, that's just so freaking incredible to me. And the way that he was talking about media changing 100 years ago is still applicable today. So if that message is applicable, some of the other things that he's saying about leadership, about money, about thought process, I still see so much of it being relevant to our situation in today's day and age. And I just thought that was really interesting and something that is worth mentioning here in this episode. Just a little highlight of my reading in Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which I would not have got to this soon in my reading journey had it not been for 75 Hard. So yet another benefit of diving all in, of committing to the process, of being intentional with your time, with your day, and really just giving yourself over and seeing what you can accomplish. That's going to be it for this episode. Guys, there's only two episodes left, because in 2 days, I will be done with 75 Hard. Wow. If anything that I've ever said on any episode has resonated with you, please, please, please shoot me an email, johnny@johnnyboystudios.net. I would love to hear from you. Shout out to Colin for the message I got from you. Shout out to Anna. Anna, you can do this. You've got this. Don't give up. Push on. Let's go with that. Push on. You are amazing. And anyone else who is doing this in silence, anyone else who is doing this behind closed doors, who isn't sharing it with a friend, who isn't doing a daily podcast show, my hat is off to you. I am cheering for you. I'm rooting for you. I believe in you, because if I can do this far and I didn't go to jail for stabbing someone or punching someone and I'm still employed, I haven't gone off on anybody. There's so many benefits that have come from doing 75 Hard. And I foresee many, many more coming down the way. This is only the beginning of the journey, guys. This is just something I wanted to do to kickstart my workout program of drinking more water, of getting back into reading, and to get more experience producing podcast episodes. I wanted to get better behind the microphone. And I think I've done that over the last 73 days. Hopefully, we'll see. But there are so many ancillary benefits that came from doing this. Not only the weight loss, that's good, that's awesome, but being able to jog further, to bike further, to swim further, being able to lift heavier, being able to squat heavier and squat more reps. I did 150 reps the other day. I was impressed by it, okay? Just so many incredible things have happened. My mindset has shifted completely as to what I can do in this world if I would just pursue it with laser-like focus. And I'm so incredibly thankful and happy I had this opportunity to do this. And I'm incredibly thankful and happy that I have the opportunity to do this for two more days. So until tomorrow, thank you for tuning in. I'm Johnny. This is day 73 of 75 Hard Daily. Two more days to go. I'll talk to you soon. Peace out.